When it is a couple of minutes past 7 p.m. every weekday, you know that it is time for Game On 99.3 Nigeria in Fun. The good news about it is we go from 7 p.m. up until 10 p.m., especially on Tuesdays, but for most part of the other days, it's 2 hours. But nonetheless, it is all fun, all conversational, all interesting. And sadly, the best, another best part of it is the fact that we get to listen to you on the broadcast, because you certainly, undoubtedly, are the MVP of the show. You get to call in, listen to our conversations, and air your thoughts on every single one of them, be it football conversations, be it boxing, be it hockey, cricket, anything you want to talk about. It certainly is live here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are Femi and the gang, and you know, we do sports, and I'm not talking football, we do sports in general better than anyone else. On these streets, you certainly have gold, silver, and bronze together in one. So welcome once again to the show. I am Samuel Victor Ackman, bidding you warm welcome to the broadcast. And I am excited because I know you've been waiting all day for this. We started with the morning crossfire. Yes, we did that. And then there was What's Up Lagos with Marianne. And there came Sunnyside with Joyce. Ireti Bakari Yusuf just left. I haven't given you hard facts. And after the facts come, it's time for us to unwind with Game On 99.3 Nigeria. If I'm not alone in the studio, I've got the rest of the team with me. And together, grab yourself your favorite brew and relax, sit back, and enjoy conversations like you have them nowhere else. Let's get to meet the guys in the studio, starting off with Anthony, the voice, who is here to give you the voice and, of course, brilliant analysis and, of course, a perspective you'll find nowhere else. Anthony, a fine evening to you. Always a pleasure. I wouldn't get tired of saying it. Always a pleasure to have you alongside me on any broadcast whatsoever.
It's an absolute honor, you know, Sam. Privileged, actually. We will look back at times like this in so many years to come and release special moments. It's an absolute pleasure to be here Tuesday. Game On is, you know, never the same without you. You know, so it's good to know that from the new outlook, you held on to your purpose.
I thought of competition. the biggest of competition.
Honestly, man. You know,
I went through hell.
Not much changed, though.
And there was so much talk about hell coming down, heaven going up.
Maybe we'll probably get to hear from the mole and ask
the
her
fake mole
what she saw, if she saw anything.
Hold your horses. We'll come to you. Take it easy.
So, it's all good stuff. And what are we waiting for? It's the perfect song to get the show popping.
I'm sure you've been waiting to hear from the rest of the guys as well. You've met Anthony the voice, or you've heard from him. Let's also say good evening, hello, and welcome to Adeze Michael, who's here. Adeze, how are you doing? And great to see you.
You started to turn on my mic now.
Yeah.
What changed in the last few seconds?
It's turn by turn.
Maybe I'm fake. Don't worry. I will show
Did
you.
Anybody call anybody fake?
I will show you Shaggy. Shana me be this.
Why am I always your target?
Because you are.
I'm the nicest guy that there is, and I make bold to say that.
You're not nice. For you to even say, that means you're not nice. You're forcing yourself to be nice. You don't say, let people say.
Anthony, you beg to differ, right?
I beg to differ.
Someone can be an angel to somebody and be a devil to another person.
Wow.
And that's life.
Are you saying Sam's a devil to you?
He used to be an angel, right now he's a devil.
All sticks and stones.
Yeah.
All sticks and stones.
Sam, anyways, chin up. Chin up. This thing's happening.
There's some things I need to iron out, right? So, Lagos, I said something last week. It will still happen. Believe in me, yeah. It will still happen. Trust me, real.
What do we call you? Fabrizio Romano? Or
Whatever. We need to.
Shadu Romano.
I need to do it.
Now, if you talk of authority, if you talk of the voice, that is not Anthony, but still as good as Anthony. If you talk of the man whose demeanor is always a pleasure, I need to go back to my bank of vocabulary to look for new words to describe this man, because it's always a pleasure to be
I'm
in any setting
the
with him. Yeah, please do.
That's right.
I'm going to post it on across all of our socials. Oh. Lagos, Nigeria, take your glasses and stand up in recognition of a man who's also a legend. He's not a myth. He's certainly one who sits in the stars with the angels and suddenly just looks down and smiles every time. Chuma Nolly, the Rhyme Master, is here. Chuma, good evening to you. Welcome to Game On. And we are not watching you. We are saying the truth.
Sam, good evening, actually. You know, honestly, I need to look for where they sell detergent around the office just so you can complete the wash. But, you know, one thing you did today, which is something that got me excited, was when you played a song that Tony was singing. And I said, oh, for once, Sam has made a song that another member of the team understands. The case.
No, I mean, but you know, I know some of the songs. Yeah. A lot of the songs.
You do. There's a man closest to my taste.
You're not Hodova, you're not David. Because those two persons would have, you know, come for his head this evening. But great to be here, Sam. Like you said, it's a marathon session, and I'm excited to know that you know, there's so much to have to debate upon, and you've already given us an insight with your fantastic prep. So good evening to you.
All right, Lagos, Nigeria. Like I said, you are the MVP of the broadcast. You can join the conversation. We'll open up the phone lines for you at some point, just to give you the numbers. It is 0700-993-993-993. That line is for everybody. But we've also got a special line for female callers. It is 01465-7190. 01465-7190. We're live on WhatsApp. The number is 08095975805. 08095975805. Send your messages on X to us. It is at Nigeria Info FM on X, at Nigeria Info FM on X. And if you love Instagram, we'll have a post up running for you in a bit. Go there, like our post, and of course, drop your comments in the comment section. We've got questions we are asking you, and we'll love you to be part of it on the show today. And let me give you an insight into what we'll be discussing today on the broadcast. Game On, Tuesday's edition. We'll be looking at a Nigerian footballer who was touted at some point to be closest to a man, or as good as a man, who is regarded as the best defensive midfielder, if not the best midfielder in his generation. And that's talking about a man who now plays in Saudi Arabia, talking about N'Golo Kanté. Who am I talking about as the Nigerian aspect of it? It is Wilfred Ndidi. You know the story about him, because today or yesterday did emerge that there might just be a potential move for Wilfred Ndidi before the transfer window comes to a close. And he will still be staying in England, but this time he will be joining his Nigerian brothers in the Forest at Nottingham to continue his playing career. So we'll talk about Wilfred Ndidi to start the show. We'll also be looking at the US Open that's currently ongoing, day two from Flushing Meadows. And not so much in terms of shocks at the moment, but I want us to play fantasy tennis, FPL tennis of some sort. I know not so many people are familiar with the sport as they are with football. You're not so conversant with it. And I say that respectfully, but I want us to liken tennis stars to footballers, you know, based on personalities and characters and, of course, achievements in the sport of tennis. So who is the Lionel Messi of tennis, or who is a Cristiano Ronaldo of tennis, based on what you know about these stars? Is it Roger Federer? Is it Igor Swiatek? Is it Andreas Kabiescu? We'll talk about that from the 8 p.m. hour. Also, I want us to talk about football and tactics, the evolution of tactics in football, and how it has managed to better the lot of players and, of course, the game in itself. Do we have better quality players these days? And I've got a generation, a period to look at as a case study between 2008 till date, and of course between 1998 and 2008. Let's look at those eras of football and talk about how tactics have affected and changed the game. Has it done it for the better or for the worse? And of course, the latest transfer stories. Moises Caicedo. It is now a case of Manchester United taking Chelsea's rejects of some sort, as we hear United have lodged a loan bid for Chelsea's Marc Cucurella. All of that on the broadcast. It is once again Game On 99.3 Nigeria Info. Glad to know that you're on this side of the radio. let's start off the conversation. It is 19 minutes past 7 p.m. now before we go on our first break. And we're going to be talking about Wilfred Onyedidi. Born in December of 1996, Wilfred is a Nigerian professional footballer who plays as a defensive midfielder for EFL Championship club side Leicester City and the Nigerian national team. Ndidi is known for his defensive prowess. You very well know that story. But it has emerged, it did emerge last night, that Nottingham Forest are set to bid for Wilfred Ndidi with personal terms, with the players' camp reportedly agreed weeks ago. Now, we know the story to Wilfred Ndidi. He has laboured with injuries in recent times after what was a very, very strong start to his Leicester City career after arriving from Genk in Belgium. We do know on the 14th of January in the year 2015, Nath Boys Academy agreed a 180,000 euro transfer deal with Ghent for the Nigerian international. While on the 3rd of December 2016, Genk themselves agreed a £17 million transfer deal with Leicester City for the Nigerian international Wilfred Ndidi. The deal was confirmed on the 5th of January in 2017. Now, the rise of Wilfred Ndidi has been well tailored, because we know at some point he was regarded as the best defensive midfielder in the Premier League for his dominant displays, ball-winning abilities and distribution abilities of the ball as well. He was likened to Chelsea's N'Golo Kante, who during that same period of time between 2017 and last summer when he left, was regarded as the best defensive midfielder or the best midfielder in the Premier League. So Wilfred certainly was in high or good company with such commendations. Now, just to give you an overall picture of his stats as a footballer, Ndidi, we know, has only ever played for two sides in Europe. That's Genk and, of course, Leicester City. But the career stats in total read that Wilfred has played 325 games in total for both Genk and, of course, Leicester City, and has scored a total of 19 goals. While for the Nigerian national team, the Super Eagles of Nigeria, he's had a total of 51 caps, scoring no goals. When it comes to trophies lifted by Wilfred Ndidi, it hasn't been so much, because he's only won the FA Cup in the 2020-2021 season and the FA Community Shield in the 2021 season, which was arguably Leicester City's second most important trophy after winning the Premier League themselves with Claudio Ranieri. Now, the question in recent times is Nottingham Forest in the bid or in the running for Wilfred Ndidi before the transfer window closes? First off, good move, poor move, necessary move, or absolute balderdash to be moving from Leicester City, the Championship side, to the Premier League with Nottingham Forest? Well, we know have a lot of Nigerians in their side. I mean, we're talking Taiwo Awoniyi, you were talking the other striker there, Emmanuel Dennis, and there's another Nigerian there, I think. And of the lot, at the moment, it's only Taiwo Awoniyi who is doing great. So, Anthony, good move, important move, absolutely necessary, or let's just turn a blind eye to this.
I mean, I think it's absolutely necessary. Priority that a player like Wilfred Onyedidi can return to top flight football. You know, it is a sad. While you were going through all of those thoughts, I was having mixed feelings, because, you know, Onye is not. He's not what he used to be. You know, he's not that player who back in 2017, 2018 played 38 matches in the Premier League, didn't miss one game in the Premier League for Leicester City. He's not that player who usually average about 7.5 interception tackles per game. You know, he's changed. A lot has changed about him in the last few years. And it's being, you know, it's a worry. We have come here several times to talk about what is Wilfred doing, especially when he was at the peak of his powers, and Nigerians across the world were saying, man, why is this man not moving? Why is he still at Leicester? You know, and we're asking that we see all the African players and the way, you know, their agents the way things are well packaged for them and how they get the best of a player when he's at the peak of his power.
Yeah.
He signed a very long contract. I know he was schooling in Leicester, you know, for some time, which was part of the reasons why he kind of stayed, but he's done. He signed a very long contract and things just didn't, you know, go the way it used to. Started from injuries, niggling injuries. He was on and off. And then from the tactical, you know, part of it, there were certain deficiencies, which, you know, was a part of his game. As much as he was, you know, a focal block, you know, one who can put in those tackles, those interception, you know, can protect that back four. But, you know, his passing ability has been one of the limitations. And we see what's happening in terms of modern six of today.
Yeah.
And the ability of, you know, the six to do all of the things he can do, still have an eye for a pass, be technically gifted, be able to, you know, find that pass, break play with those through balls and all of that. It's not particularly what you get from Wilfred. You know, he's had his limitation and all of that. But these are by the ways. I particularly think that a lot has happened, you know, with the way he has declined. It's sad. It's painful because a player like that should be, you know, at the top of the world.
Mm-hmm.
A player like that with the potential he actually have, you know, he should be at the top of the world. You know, be probably with a top 4 team, top 6 team, top 5 team, and not just in England, but, you know, could be anywhere else. But it's not the case, and, you know, it's sad. So getting a move to Nottingham Forest is an opportunity for him to relaunch his career. I was reading several reports, and Bayern Munich are also in the running for him. Yeah,
before the end of the transfer window.
Absolutely. I mean, had to look up for several sources. We know what he can do. A very fit Wilfred Ndidi
is absolutely unplayable.
I mean,
hold that thought, Anthony. Let's go on a break. When we come back, you elaborate on that. Guys, this is still Game on the 99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back. Stick around as we go on a first break. Well, sadly, it's the time for one Nigerian by the name Wilfred Ndidi to rewrite the stars in terms of his playing career. He's looking to be handed an opportunity by Nottingham Forest City Football Club. Nottingham Forest Football Club out there in the Premier League. An escape route from the Championship to the Premier League is on the cards for Nigerian international Wilfred Ndidi. Welcome back to Game On 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are Femi and the gang, and it is 38 minutes past 7 p.m. I am Samuel Victor Akman in good company of the rest of the guys in the studio. Femi and the gang, you know, always go together. There's Anthony the Voice, there's Chuma Nolly, and of course, there's Adeze Michael. Together, we are talking about Wilfred Ndidi. Before the break, Anthony was giving you his own perspective as to the fact that this could be a good move in terms of reviving his career, talking about Wilfred Ndidi. Anthony, were you done with your thoughts?
Yeah. I mean, just to wrap up, definitely has to be a very, very good move. Some of the very good players who went down, it's not a place that you, in quote, want to be if you think that you're one of the finest out there. And we're seeing a lot of these teams that went down, a lot of players are finding their roots, you know, out of the club and looking for a club up there. And I'm glad that Nottingham Forest are, you know, very determined. It does look like we did hear personal terms had been agreed a couple of weeks back. So it's an opportunity, maybe an opportunity that if Wilfred Ndidi fails to take, you know, I don't know what else. Because, I mean, I'm just looking at that Nottingham Forest midfield of Yates and asserting Danilo, and I'm saying who can he readily bench? Based on reputation, he benches both players straight up, but in terms of the now
form.
Yeah, current form. Yates is a club legend. You know, the Brazilian Danilo came in the season they got promoted, and he's been terrific. Wilfred will get his chance, but he'll have to show that, you know, he deserves an opportunity to be the anchor man of that midfield. So it's very tough. But one thing I look back and I say is Wilfred has not grown as a player, and it's a big challenge when you fail to grow. I know people will say, Tony, Leicester had a lot of issues, which is a factor. Mm-hmm. You know, the team was dwindling. Wilfred as a player was dwindling, was out injured. Naples Mendy took over his position. A lot have happened. But I think it's time to keep all of that in the past. And for Wilfred, it's an opportunity. I mean, we're talking about somebody who potentially lost his place in the Super Eagles team.
At the moment, not good enough to start that Super Eagles team.
You know, so a lot has to be done.
A poor Super Eagles team, must be mentioned. Well, a very poor Super Eagles team.
Irrespective, if it's poor and Wilfred cannot make it.
Says how poor he is at the moment. Not because he lacks the quality, but because of his current form, which has been, you know, down to injuries and all of that. But injuries aside, Adeze Michael, is there anything else that we can say has also halted? Is it the man himself not staying fit enough to be able to play enough football that is needed to stay in the upper top level football, or should we also say this is just bad luck?
This is actually deep, really deep. The angle you're taking it to is making me to cook.
Because if he's that good, I also know physicality, fitness is also important for a football player. So maybe he's not done enough on that aspect to stay fit. So we can also say, based on that, he's not that good.
Well, if he's not that good, I would have told that. There was when we had a robust debate about Wilfred Ndidi. Some callers had the courage and boldness to call in to say that he's not as good as we think. I can recall one of their game on broadcast. They said, look, you guys are overhyping this guy and all that. But I'm not going to say that. I'm not. If at some point this was a player that was ranked above, that was mentioned in the bracket of Fernandinho of Manchester City,
rightly so,
and N'Golo Kante of Chelsea Football Club, then as one of the best ball winners of his side. So if we didn't make that comparison, it was people that watch him week in, week out closely, people that go to the stadium to pay for tickets that watch him are the ones that came up. You could mention Didi as 2019, he was on form. 2020 was when his problem started. First off, he picked up that knee injury that knocked him around March till the rest of the season. It was a lengthy one. Came back 2021. 2022, he picked up another injury, this time hamstring. 2020, 2021, 2022, he had series of injury. And we know that in football, if you keep on having this series of injury back to back consistently, it somehow affects your performance. And we had to go check his stats. He used to be a very strong player in the air. Let me start with the air first of all. Those area drills, at some point, all of those stats reduced. His ball recovery had to nosedive a bit season after season until his performance even affected Leicester City's general play. And again, they had to shunt him to play a centre back a couple of times when Leicester City were lacking midfield reinforcement. He played as a centre back. Believe you me, it would also affect a player's output, changing his position. And we know, yes, these days everybody plays anywhere, but there are some positions that are just not meant for you. You just have to sacrifice for the growth and progress of the team.
Yeah.
So I think that for me, the Nottingham Forest move, I'm disappointed.
Whoa.
I'm disappointed because look at his teammates that's in the same bracket, as good as him. Yes, he's lost form. He's no longer in the of 3 years ago that we used to know for some reasons, the injury, the loss of form, and whatever it is that he's dealing with. Have a bounce. Newcastle, they've got a proper project. They're in the Champions League. Yuri Tillemon, good evening. James Maddison, Tottenham Hotspur. Now, these people have a clear sporting project. So tell me the sporting project of Nottingham Forest surviving the drop. I even prefer that he stays at Leicester, man up, help his team, gain back promotion, because Leicester are a bigger team to Nottingham Forest. Gain back promotion to the top flight. And they're already sitting comfortably at the top with their new coach. They're doing well. So I'd rather advise him to stay there in the wilderness, help them come back up, and then you stay with your club. Okay. Other than going to Nottingham Forest, where one of their projects. What if they go down back to the championship? It's risky.
You move again.
A lot of people are telling me, I put it out on Twitter. I said, guys, what do you think about? I don't know what to think myself about Ndidi's proposal. Ndidi, not Nam Forest, though. What is that? It's disappointing for me. I don't know what any other person is. It is not a good move. Because if it were the clubs that I mentioned, Aston Villa, Newcastle, Tottenham, that his mates went to, I'm okay with
so
it. It's an upgrade.
Is it a case of, where he's going to is not good, but at the moment he seems to lack options? And did he need a move?
Who said him? Why would he move? Leicester City are still Leicester City, 2016 Premier League champions. You're not going to erase that from their history, right? FA Cup winners of they took it off Chelsea some 2 seasons ago. That's still Leicester. So if you compare Leicester, yes, they're in the wilderness now. I agree. Things are not working. We've also seen teams go down, had dark moments, and then they come back, they reinforce. It's not, if I went it, I'll just stay there.
Okay.
Help them gain promotion back, play my way out, come to the Premier League, and now move to. As 2020, Didi was linked with Arsenal. 2021, Didi was linked with Manchester United.
At some
point, Chelsea also wanted to buy him to be an understudy to N'Golo Kante. By then, N'Golo Kante already started having these long injuries as well. So Chelsea asked, so what, Nottingham Forest?
Okay.
I'm disappointed.
All right.
That's not where he should be.
So we have Anthony who says go. Adeze says don't go. Chuma, if we really want to lacerate Ndidi's career, what he's shown when he has been fit, the performances he's put in, can we say that, was he ever as good as we touted him to be? Based on what we saw him do as a footballer for Nigeria Super Eagles. I think he played better with the Super Eagles than he played with the club side. That's me. You may beg to differ, but was he ever as good as we touted him to be? I mean, the Rio Ferdinands, the Gary Nevilles, the Red Navs, they all, at that point, Adeze did mention, they were talking about him, high heavens. Now that they are not talking about him, and it seems like they've forgotten about him, was he ever that good?
I think he was. And I think that even the stats back that up, you know, you have to take your mind back to 2017, for example, when that was his victory, the goal over Liverpool, and he made like 14 tackles in that game. 11 of those tackles were won. Only N'Golo Kante has done better than him as to that very start in a certain game as a midfielder, defensive midfielder for that matter. So you think that when he was at his peak, he really was high up there amongst the very best in the game. The funny thing is, there's more to football than just quality, and it's like there's more to life than just talent. It's something that works across board, actually. You know, the fact that it was even, I think there was a music star who said something about talent, and yeah, it was Dremo, one of the best rappers in the country, who said something about when Burnaboy spoke about Afrobeats, and he said, you know, he's the most talented rapper, but it's beyond talent in the music industry. And the same thing with football too. The management team, your agent and everything, all of those things have to work well enough
package
for you. And like you mentioned, luck also too, because
yeah,
sometimes you can be a huge talent and then one injury takes you off for so long. So at his very best, he was there, Sam. It's still funny that he never moved. However, sometimes we talk about Ndidi like it's the end of the road. It's 26 years. In footballing terms, at 26, you still have at least 4 or 5 years
starting
at the
to peak
level, right? So I don't think that it's the end of the world for the guy. Yes, he's having these recurring injuries and all of that. But guys, better to be in a Nottingham Forest. You know, it's like this famous line. Maybe that's not the best example to be a living dog than to be a dead lion. Yes, that's the perfect example now in the context of the Premier League. Yeah, it's better to be a living dog in the Premier League than to be a dead lion in the Championship. So you could be Premier League champions in Leicester City, but guy, come to Nottingham Forest. Beware, everybody can see you.
Who
says that
more?
You're signing for Nottingham? You're there permanently. You can go there, sell yourself, and move on. The only fear I have, which is, I can only say this because I'm on Nigeria Radio, I know people can listen to us from any part of the world, right? But you want to see me tweet this kind of thing, for example, is the people that always buy many Nigerians in their team. You know, Leicester City themselves suffered it last season, right? Watford at the point did have several Nigerians. You know, there was the goalkeeper Maduka Okoye in the team. There was Emmanuel Dennis who was there at the same time. There were a few other Nigerians in that team. William Trustekong,
Dele Bashiru.
We know what happened to Watford, unfortunately. You know, so that can be dicey. Nottingham now have the Ola Aina, as the case is. You know, have Awoniyi who's scoring goals for them, and have Emmanuel Dennis now. And then you also want to bring in, wait, are you Wolverhampton Wanderers? Because now then we get Portugal national team based in England.
They're trying to do a Super Eagles national team.
Nigerian national team based in England. So I think, Sam, just to wrap up on this, that it'll be nice for him to go there. Sometimes, Fulham have gotten relegated and have come back. But you know the happened that is Bro. Where's Bolton today? They're not there anywhere again. There are many teams that have gone down and never came back. And so you don't want to bet on less Leicester. Go somewhere, just move on for now and go to the Premier League. And I know that we expect him to play a play for Manchester United, Arsenal and the likes, but now he's not there. It's going to be better to at least be in a Nottingham, who've not started badly this season, I must say. Compared to being in that championship that has all the physicality. If you talk about injury now, you won the championship, whether if you even break a leg. So,
I beg. What about a Saudi move if he comes?
It's too early, I beg. 6 years.
No link.
Saudi
no
move.
Link to Saudi.
No, I'm saying, what if it comes? Two days to the end of the transfer window.
What looks ideal is that Bayern Munich. Oh Lord, if he can call his agent and say, Baba, I will give you 60% of my salary. Let's just go.
Does he even have the mentality to survive?
Why not?
The pressure is high in Germany.
No, the pressure is not that
Thomas
high.
Tuchel is under pressure. He needs to perform. And if he's getting a player that needs time to adapt, are you looking at adaptation?
I don't think that he would need that time.
Isn't it better than Scott?
McTominay?
Yeah.
I mean,
is it better?
So what are we saying?
At the moment,
that's
I'll
a
take,
very good question.
At the moment, Scott.
Yeah, because Bayern are looking at, I mean, scored for Gravenberch. So, I mean, just
moment,
having to
Scott.
Put that context.
But truth is,
when was the last time anybody saw
the
decay? He
gets to Bayern Munich playing alongside Kimmich and
Goretzka
in that midfield.
Challenge.
I mean, just sit
our
down there
Eagles
and become
is,
a natural
four. Our Super Eagles is a disgrace, and that's my personal. At the moment, we don't want us being disgraced on the international stage.
No,
I'm thinking we're excited to see if. Mm. I know we have seen these reports of Bayern, but how tangible are these reports? I know Nigerians even trended that hashtag Ndidi to Bayern two Saturdays ago.
Yeah.
So yes, it will be our dream to see him in Bayern, but let's be realistic with ourselves right now.
All right.
Are Bayern buying?
It's not more realistic.
Okay, let's play fantasy. Anything could happen between now and Wednesday when the transfer window closes. Mm. Forest, Bayern Munich, Saudi Arabia. Which is the best move?
I'm going to go to Bayern. No. Like, for the kind of talent he's got.
Injury
has bent him.
And he needs to play.
He needs to play.
Guys, I don't have issues with Nottingham Forest. Mm. But the truth is, going to a club that have 60% chance of going back to where you ran out from within 1 year is risky.
Leicester had, 80-1 to win the Premier League.
It's risky.
To stay up, and they won the Premier League. So who says Forest cannot be in Europe next season? I mean, who says? Anyway, guys, time to hear from you. I'm just saying, 0700-993-993-993. Ladies, 01465-71990. We're talking about a Nigerian brother, Wilfred Ndidi. But we have to go on a break. When we come back, we'll open up the phone lines. Do we have time for at least one call? All right, let's talk. Turn down the volume of your radio set when you call in so we can have a good conversation. Hi, Wilfred Ndidi, should he stay or should he go? What's your name? Good evening to you.
Hi, good evening guys.
Good evening. What's
welcome.
Your name?
My name is Sharinti.
All right, talk to us quickly, we have to go on a break.
I think I buy idea. I mean, I feel like
she's not selling it.
I don't know, but I feel like I coming to Nottingham Forest is as good as staying in the even though I know they are in the Premier League. But I feel like seeing on these their first three games, no win. As much as they are scoring goals, no win yet, no draw, nothing.
You expect them to beat Chelsea, beat Man U and Arsenal.
That is
wrong.
That is wrong. They have won one game. That is wrong.
They won
the
second game.
Yeah, against Wolves. 1-0? Wood? Think so.
Alright,
yeah.
So for you, should stay.
They've not played. I think they played Chelsea.
No, they played Arsenal. They
They'll
played Man United.
Chelsea this weekend.
Yeah. They played three games. They won one and lost two.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, but I feel like it's more an upgrade. It's just like, okay, just come and let's just manage you. That's what I feel like. Because they're not even playing.
Alright, so you should stay put. Thank you so much.
You
I appreciate
go back to the main way.
Alright, thank you so much, guys. Let's go on a break. When we come back, more of the conversation on the right here on Nigeria Info.
Information.
Conversation.
I heard the Minister for Information and he was trying to rationalize why the NLC should not go on strike now.
So one of the challenges at Africa, there's a lot of poverty and there's a lot of illiteracy.
Let's talk on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, guys, welcome back to the conversation. Straight to the phone lines. It's 8 p.m. on the broadcast. So we're talking about Wilfred and Didi. We'll take as many calls as we can. So many of your thoughts coming through on WhatsApp and, of course, on X. Try to keep your comments as short as possible so we can take as many on this. I know Nigerians want to talk about our fellow Nigerian. During the break, we were talking about another Nigerian who also plays for Nottingham Forest that appears very unserious at the moment. Talking about
appears very unserious.
He appears unserious. That's me. That's me. That's my personal opinion. Emmanuel Dennis.
I know the person.
Now he brought at the bench. At all. The perfect definition.
Ibori kopumbo. Ifuiriara.
Ataifu.
Ifuiriara.
Let's talk, guys. Turn down the volume of your radio set when you call in. The question is, should Wilfred Ndidi take that move to Nottingham Forest? And we also play in fantasy, Premier League or fantasy transfer window. If there's an offer from Nottingham Forest, which is concrete, Bayern Munich is according to reports. And of course, I'm also throwing into the fray. This is Samuel Romano saying, what if Saudi Arabia comes into the mix? What should he do, Wilfred Ndidi? Do you think he can still rediscover himself if he goes to Nottingham Forest? Or do you think injuries have put his past his prime? Do you think he's past his prime? Let's talk about that one, guys. Hi, good evening to you. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, good evening. Move away from where you are. It's quite breezy. All right. Sorry, I have to let you go. That's pretty noisy. Hi, good evening to you.
Hello, good evening, Samuel.
Hi, good evening to you.
Yeah, good evening, everybody in the house.
Welcome.
Yeah, this is Friday from Igboleri.
Friday, where have you been, first of all?
Are you back?
I'm back. I just came by yesterday. I lost my
welcome. Your absence caused a lot of uproar here in Lagos.
Commiserations, Friday.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Samuel.
Yeah,
back to the question. If there would be any move for Gigi, I think Saudi should be the best option.
Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, then move it to Nottingham Forest. Why not stay at Leicester? He can fight his way back. Is it not better fighting to get promotion to the Premiership than fighting to stay in the Premiership?
Yeah.
Because look at Leicester last season. Look at them this season. I don't think Nottingham Forest. I don't think Nottingham Forest will ever survive this season.
Okay.
Because I saw the championship table today. It's like Leicester even topping the table there.
Yeah, they've won 3 of 3.
So who say they cannot come back? For me, it's better to fight to get promotion than to be demoted.
All
who would like to be demoted from primary 3 to primary 2? Okay. Is it not better to fight from getting promoted from primary 3 to primary 4?
All right.
So for me, it's better stay at Leicester.
Okay.
Or take a move to Saudi.
All right, Friday. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate you. Hi, good evening to you.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
My name is John.
Your name is John?
Yeah.
All right, John, talk to us quickly.
Hello, man. First time caller.
A first time caller, John. Welcome to the broadcast. Applause for you.
Thank you. So, Ndidi, sir, if you make the move to Nottingham Forest, according to you, they are trying very much at now. You might not, one day, I can get the move to other higher team than to play in Leicester City.
Okay, move now, and maybe he plays well, he gets another move. All right. Thank you.
For Nottingham Forest, last call I said, Nottingham Forest have won. They have not won any match. They beat Liverpool and Bowen against Sheffield. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate you for calling in.
They won a game against
Sheffield.
Their
second game of the season.
Yeah, two goals to one.
After the defeat to Arsenal, they won their second game of the season. Hi, good evening to you. Hello?
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. You have to speak up. What's your name?
Okay, my name is Pascal. I'm calling from VI.
All right, Pascal Growth, talk to us.
Okay, to be honest with you, Mr. Sam, somebody like Ndidi, with his quality, with his style of play, shouldn't be playing in a club like Championship. To be honest with you, since the last season ended, I have been praying about Ndidi that God should take Ndidi away from Leicester to the bigger team. Ndidi deserves to be playing in a club like Manchester United or Arsenal or Chelsea or Man City. Ndidi, with his style of play, with his quality, should be playing in a bigger club, not even Leicester, let alone Championship. If he can go to Bayern Munich, like Abel said, I'll be much happy and I'll be very.
Okay, Pascal, let me ask you a question. If you were Ted Burley or the owner of Man United, Liverpool, Real Madrid, at this moment, would you cough up money to buy Ndidi?
I will buy Ndidi.
based on what he has been the last 2-3 seasons, you'll buy him?
I will buy him in Premier League now, currently now in Manchester United. There are players in Man U, in Chelsea, in Arsenal, than Didi is far, far better than. And Didi is playing very well. I took Didi.
When was the last time you watched Didi play football?
Huh?
When was the last time you saw or watched Didi play football?
I saw Didi play football last season, the season that just ended.
Against who?
He just that Didi needed more players in the lesser city to help him. If not, Didi is far, far better than some
of the players. Pascal, Ada mentioned a couple of players who Didi played with in that same midfield that have made moves to bigger clubs. They didn't need anybody around them to make that move, right? Madison is playing for Tottenham Hotspur. He was in Didi's teammate.
Yeah.
Tulemans was playing for Tottenham Hotspur. He's playing for Aston Villa these days.
It's true.
Yeah.
But I prefer Didi if Didi can go to other club like Bayern Munich. Or even instead of Didi playing in championship, it's better to go to Saudi Arabia and collect his money there.
Uh-huh. Well, now instead you're talking. Thank you.
Instead of playing in championship...
All right. Thank you, John, for calling Pascal, not John. Keep your thoughts coming through, guys, on WhatsApp and, of course, on X. Let's take two more calls and then we'll take this barrage of messages on X. Hi, good evening to you.
Yeah, good evening, sir.
Hi, good evening. What's your name?
I'm Maduka from Freestart.
All right, Maduka, talk to us.
The gentleman and the beautiful lady in the house. Good evening.
Welcome. Good evening.
The gentleman calling us right now.
The fact is, I guess even from the beginning of the window, now his agents, I guess that they may have tried to market him to big teams or to better teams, and they were not successful. Has he achieved fitness? If he gets into Nottingham Forest, will he play regularly? Will he keep up to the demands of Premier League, that standard that he will play? Because the game was, if he gets there and sits on the bench, will playing in Leicester, even in Championship regularly, bring him back to that level? You know, to now enable him to see if he can make a move where he can. So all these things are good. For me, I mean, it's degrading to stay in Championship, but you should watch his career. You need to come back. And he needs where you play regularly to be able to achieve fitness, to be able to achieve sharpness. And if he's playing even in Championship and is making his mark there, scouts will see him and recommend him.
All right.
Even back to Premier League teams.
Okay. Thank you, Maduka. Thank you, Maduka. Very quickly, guys. This form, Ndidi, should he get a call up to the Super Eagles?
Oh, well, because we don't want to look at the NPFL players. And now that we have Satomi and Principe, there's no need to call him.
So rather, these are the sort of games you should
and
be
again,
playing.
And again, there's a question. Oh, well,
fitness,
you have a point.
Give him fitness.
You have a point. Yeah. Well, and again, I'm asking myself here, we're talking about Ndidi making him. What if his body is not up to that capacity anymore?
The last caller said it.
Mutilation. Going under the knife every single year since 2020. So what if his body doesn't allow him? What you going to do? He moves to a bigger club. Mm. And again, maybe what could even mask that moving to a bigger club is that you're playing alongside better players. That'll make your job a lot more easier.
It makes it worse, really. No, it makes it worse. If you're playing with better players, the demands are higher. Can Ndidi step up to the plate?
He can, because better players, training with them weekly,
they won't hide you.
Training with them, playing alongside. He was virtually everything at Leicester.
You know, there are two ways to this thing. Playing with better players
doesn't hide you.
Can expose you. And can protect you.
Good. Depending on the setup. At some point at Leicester, he was everything. He was playing as a centre-back. He was playing as a DM. He was playing as a number 10, box-to-box. Ndidi was just everywhere.
They don't use him.
As in, he was just everywhere. So if he goes to a place where he's just going to focus on that DM, the DM of old school, the DM of just sitting in
Let's not forget. Wilfred is limited. Yeah, I mean, we've talked about his
start. His passing range is not the best. See, I agree with you.
We know what we're talking about.
He's a tough tackler.
In world football, modern world football of today,
okay,
as a six. Did you know
A four? I see him as a four.
Yeah, well, four. Did I say six? Four. One thing, I got was many teams did their optics on Wilfred. And one of the reasons why he particularly didn't move was they weren't 100% sure
who or what he was.
You know, Yes, we know.
Not Pochettino, we know. What? How do you mean?
Of his qualities.
I'm sure of what he is than like Enzo Fernandez.
Like, that's exactly you.
I'm sure of what Ndidi is than Enzo Fernandez. That can have it of Arsenal.
That's exactly what the club cannot ascertain.
He has only one deficiency in his game, to spray that accurate pass and keep it going.
No, see, but it's not just one. It's a lot.
I mean, he has just
Ndidi
one.
Ndidi is not technically gifted. Yes.
I've watched Ndidi play one-on-one in Lagos.
I don't think
it's not TV.
I don't think that he's elitist in terms of his technicality of reading the game. Now, in terms of his primary assignment of breaking play, of winning, he can do that. But
beyond that,
we see what Casemiro is doing. We see what Rodri is doing. We see what Caicedo is doing.
They have evolved.
Who said he cannot evolve?
When did they play center back every weekend?
Reality of things right now is Wilfred is not that player. And he
Who says he can't get better?
He needs to understand the situation of his reality.
Fine.
Accept it.
Who says he cannot get better?
And then put in the work to grow. And that's what I'm saying. Nottingham Forest is as good as it gets. Listen.
For him.
Nottingham Forest, yes, they are not the most glamorous. Yes, they're fighting to stay in the Premier League. But right now, in terms of their position, they're better than Leicester in everything.
And what
right
if they
now.
Go down? Well, and who said I'm one of the favorites to go down?
It's a gamble. You always have to take a gamble.
And how about
with
you
moves.
Take the gamble in King Power
that
staying
and back
up,
in
and
the championship?
Going straight up?
What if it doesn't pay off?
It's not pay off. Look at their.
What if?
Look at the games. How many games they occupy the top spot?
No.
They occupy the
guys,
top. Look at
the
championship.
Before we go back to
the
phone lines.
Look at the championship table.
Guys, before we go back to the phone lines, let's hear from the callers. We've had us say, which is more of a given now? Forest staying up or Leicester City coming up?
Stay there, Leicester, and come on.
No, I'm saying if we're going to base this move based on, let him not go to where he will now be fighting to beat the drop. Is Leicester City more guaranteed of coming back to the Premier League
than
Nottingham Forest
dropping.
Going dropping to the championship?
I don't know.
And look at that Nottingham Forest
see,
team.
See, right now, Nottingham Forest, we did, in terms of the odds, I've read several odds of teams who will, and right now, Nottingham Forest are in the teams that will stay up.
But nobody knows.
I think they'll stay up.
The truth is
in terms
knows.
Of, see,
Did you watch Sheffield United against Manchester City?
Yeah.
Did you watch them?
Sheffield will go down. Sheffield looting.
You never know.
Maybe Everton.
Still early days. Nobody knows.
Guys, let's go back
nobody
to the phone.
Nobody knows.
Line. Hi, good evening to you. Lost that one. Apologies for keeping you waiting. Hi, good evening to you. Welcome to Game On. Hello.
Good evening.
Hi, good evening. What's your name?
Emmanuel, calling from Ikorodu.
All right, Emmanuel, talk to us quickly.
I don't agree with you that it's a loss of form as a result of injury.
All right, tell me, what do you agree with?
If you have injury and you're a good player, anytime you come back, you're able to show that you're a good player. I think for the past 3 years, you have lost form completely. Maybe what is deceiving you is the 26 years you always say.
Deceiving me? Did you say deceiving me?
Yeah, because you said 26 years. Last year you said 26 years. Last 2 years you said 26 years.
I never met. That's his age.
Catching up with him. So last
2 years he didn't tell you 26. His documentation since he started playing officially has been 1996.
Yeah.
If you say that he faked the age, it's different. No, but he's been telling you 26.
Not me. You have me mistaken.
Was just an offer.
I need to clear something.
Come on.
There's a kind of injury a player will have a lot of examples.
Yeah.
20,000 players.
Change your life.
Kind of injury and
change your life.
Virgil van Dijk is not the same today. Forget grand charisma. Virgil van Dijk of 2019, 2020 is not the Virgil van Dijk of 2023. He went out injured, picked up that very career-threatening injury, and it's not been the same. Teams, players now run over Virgil van Dijk. He now gets red card and yellow card.
All right.
Injury is a part of the game, and there's some injury you get, unfortunately, you're not going to come back the same.
Neymar, Kante.
Yeah, it's an example.
I didn't even know that I'm scared for my best player in the Premier League, Kevin De Bruyne. I am so scared.
So if Kevin comes back tomorrow, it's not going to be Kevin Winner.
I'm praying that it doesn't.
This is, you know, that major,
I think
major,
it is.
Major,
hamstring. You keep on tearing it. Up to 90,000 Naira can be won every day with one play Lotto. With just 200 Naira, you get the chance to play and win every day.
Simply dial *347*880#. Specify the number of your tickets or entries from 1 to 10. Choose 1 to continue. You will receive an SMS on instructions to make payments. The draws for participants will be live on Nigeria Info, and you get the chance to win up to 90,000 Naira. Tune in to What's Up Lagos, 11:15 a.m. to 11:25 a.m. or Game On at 8:15 to 8:25 p.m. or The Chat Station by 10:15 p.m. to 10:25 p.m. Remember, you can play as many times as you like. The more you play, the more your chances of winning. Don't forget, simply dial *347*880#. And play with just 200 Naira. Not suitable for persons under the age of 18. And remember to please play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, guys, welcome back. Officially, we are in the one play part of the broadcast, and that tells you money, 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 money. It's raining money. 30,000 are up for grabs on the show by dialing and playing, being part of the one play Lotto game show. *347*880#. Did I say that too fast? *347*880#. That's the magical code to dial. And with 200 Naira, you could be on your way to winning 30,000 Naira on the broadcast today. The first draw happened earlier today on What's Up Lagos with Marianne and Feta. Another draw is going to happen now. So if you missed that one, you don't want to miss this, because that's going to be the last draw for Nigeria Info for today. So start playing, start dialing that code, *347*880#, to be part of the one play Lagos. Only if you are 18 years and above. If you're not 18, close your ear. I'm not talking to you. You are not permitted to play, all right, guys? And please, please, begging the name of all things bright, beautiful, play responsibly. Don't come and call me tomorrow and say, I used my salary to play and I was hoping that Sam will pick. I'm not the one who picks it, too. Tony is not the one, though. He's not Chuma. He's not Ada. He's not Marianne. He's not Feta. There's a computer who selects randomly the winner. And if your number is selected, you get to win the grand prize for the day. So it happens every day here on Nigeria.
Tony's proud of you. Yeah, sorry, really. He was staring at you like, oh, this guy knows it offhand. You know, when we're young guys, cool, like, you know it's offhand and not by heart. It's like you take off your head because I'm on your sharp.
They should make me one play ambassador. All right, guys. So we're going to be performing the draws today on the broadcast between now and 8:25. But you know, we are always magnanimous, right? We give you enough time to play so you can be part of it. So start playing, guys. Before the end of the broadcast, we'll go to the computer to get our winner and possibly call them on the show. Back to Wilfred and Didi. But this time, we're going to put a pause on the calls and go to WhatsApp, where Anthony has a job to do.
Yep. Well, David from Ikotun says, Nottingham Forest have never been a serious team in the Premier League. Ndidi should probably stay at Leicester, develop himself, and get the team back to the EPL. Son says, Ndidi should stay at Leicester. Going to Nottingham, he should stay at Leicester than going to Nottingham Forest. He isn't good anymore. Ndidi have never been good for the Super Eagles. Please, he should not be invited. NFF should lure Ugochukwu instead of Chelsea. IK from Alakwere says, Omo, let's be honest. Ndidi cannot start in this Nottingham Forest team. Did we watch him last season in the games he was fit? He was a total shadow of himself. Omo, the guy is not up to 28 years and we're saying his body's already tired. The dude is 26 footballically. He's a limited player and sometimes prone to errors. Go back and watch Leicester City games. Says Ada, he's very limited, let's be honest. Let him move to Saudi or move to a less intense league like Belgium, Scotland, or Austria.
This is officially no bids. There are no bids from Saudi Arabia. We're just playing fantasy.
This is actually harsh, if you ask me.
It's the reality of the now.
And again, you don't judge a good player when he's down. General malaise of the team. Leicester were It was hubris. That was what I described their relegation. It was not supposed to be.
But do you know
it was hubris?
But do you know that and certain players
in the midst of players
do you know
that
how
that
those
motivation.
Players
do
you made the move in that same team? Like, you mentioned those players.
Pedigree, no,
do you know that players like
that
James
won.
Madison, despite going down, these players were
he,
unique.
He got about
15 different.
Assists.
We know.
Yuri Tillman was also Yuri Tillman down
was,
there.
We know.
He also had a bad season alongside.
He had a bad
he
season.
He made the move.
It was much better than
good packaging
Wilfred.
And agent. I don't
it was
know
better
who,
than Wilfred.
I don't
yes
know
or
who,
yes?
Who his agent is, Ndidi? We also need to question his agent. Samuel, he's not doing well.
Sami from Maza Maza. Ndidi should exit Europe fast. Middle East is coming up. He's struggling in Europe. Says he should not waste time. Go to Middle East and make money like JJ. Son says, I don't know if Nottingham Forest want to change their squad to Nigerian team. This one, they are going for Nigerians like this. Son says, Ndidi is just breaking up play and inshallah, not a press resistance of a DM like Rodri, Caicedo, Casemiro. He is overrated. Good evening, lady and gentlemen. What if Ndidi goes to Forest and end up on the bench just like Dennis? That would be very bad. Let him stay at Leicester till the end of the season. If he does well this season, even if they don't come up next season, he'll get a better move.
Are we even forgetting that he may not even be a regular starter at Leicester City?
Well, this season he has played most of the games. Yeah. He's played four games.
Because there's a certain... Well, he's not Naples a DM Mendy. Anyway.
He lost... I mean, yeah. With the new manager...
Enzo Maresca.
Yeah, he's being brought back into the team. Last season, he lost his place to Naples Mendy.
Okay. Because there's a certain Cesare Cassidy from Chelsea who's made that move,
moved,
even though
okay.
he's more offensive.
He's more offensive.
Yeah. This one is more offensive.
Good evening. This is Young from Ilasa. About Ndidi, he should stay at Leicester and win the championship. He'll get a higher offer from top clubs. It says on the other side, he should consider a move to Saudi because he can't win trophy again in England. He should go and make money. Innocent from Oshodi. It says, hello everyone. If Ndidi needs somebody to help him pack his things in case he gets his Saudi transfer, he can call me. Abiodu, texting from Canada. Thank you very much. Good evening, Fatji. Augustine from Igbo Eleri says, since we're dealing with what if Leicester doesn't climb back the next season after losing their best players? What if Nottingham Forest remains in the Premier League? Ndidi should just go and collect oil money, otherwise he should go to Nottingham Forest. The highly sought after Ryan Gravenberch is still waiting upon the Lord for playing time in
Bayern Munich.
Yeah, says great job, guys. Ndidi is also trending on Twitter some 3 hours ago. Okay, Raffles from Songotedo. Thank you very much.
Take three more.
Hi, Faji. Sam Ndidi should stay in the championship so he can have more game time. Maybe that will help him get to his usual self because this current Ndidi. Good job, guys. Mitchell. Thank you very much, Mitch. Good evening, guys, in the studio. For me, I prefer him to go to Forest because if he goes to Bayern, he might not be a regular starter. Adeze said that Mr. Femi... okay, Tony from Otta. Oh, okay. Thank you very much. Good evening, guys. JD from Songo. With Nottingham Forest, nothing can harm Ndidi in the forest. So make the move.
I see what you do there. Shout out to you, whoever you are.
Good evening, guys. I hear people saying Ndidi isn't good enough. They are forgetting he was topping the chart of tackles and interceptions a few years back before his injury. I think the problem was Leicester problem. Mm-hmm. They overworked him. Mm-hmm. And I think he should go to Nottingham Forest so he can be seen.
Pension.
I believe if he gets his match fitness, he's going to soar again. Ify from Ilupeju.
All right, so put a pause on the call, on the messages on WhatsApp, but keep them coming through. We'll take them as the show progresses. But officially, what they have mentioned is the fact that we are in the One Place segment of the broadcast and 30,000 are up for grabs. Obviously, courtesy of our friends at One Place. So start dialing the code, *347*880*3# for Nigeria. Info, *347*880*3# to be in the draw that's going to happen before the end of the broadcast right here. And we're going to select a winner and call that winner on the broadcast. It could be you. And a lot of times we've called, we've had winners who played while they listened to us talk about one place. So who says, who knows? It might just be you who gets to win that large. 30,000 naira is a lot of money. You could do with 30,000 naira
in this
economy now. I mean, you could also, 30,000 naira, you could make a bid for Ndidi to move to.
No, it's not. I just calculated. Give me my favorite okra soup.
It will deliver.
My favorite okra soup and
should give you three pots of soup
and stew. No, just one. One is okay.
Waiting you to cook inside the one pot for 30k.
I'm
gonna say we break up. Anyway, let's go on a break. We'll be right back, guys. Right, so what would you do if you saw someone you love standing in front of a speeding car? What would you tell them?
Formula 1.
Tony, what would you do?
Tony's laughing. I said Formula 1.
I don't understand.
If you saw someone you love standing in front of a speeding car, what would you do? If you saw me standing in front of a speeding car, what would you do?
Well, it definitely means that you've lost your mind, and I would see if it's possible for me to save you. If it's possible, I'll do everything in my power to actually save you.
It can only be me. I'll just shout, Sam, come and take bread and beans. And that's
is that what you think I'm worth?
And that's bread and beans.
For somebody to have gotten to that point, bread and beans. Yes,
the person will run and go and meet the car. Anyway, guys, welcome back to the broadcast. Game on 99.3 Nigeria Info. We've been talking about Wilfred Ndidi. Let's put a pause on that and talk about the US Open, which is currently happening out there in Flushing Meadows in the United States of America. Well, Andy Murray is in action. Sir Andy Murray, by the way.
Talk about it.
Yeah, he's in action against the Frenchman Moutet. And there's a break point for... And Moutet has actually broken Murray in this particular one, currently ongoing. Murray lead by 6-2. Earlier today, Cameron Norrie defeated Alexander Shevchenko, not Andre, Shevchenko, 6-3, 6-2, 6-2. Katie Bolter defeated Diane Parry, 6-4, 6-love in the women's category. There were also wins for Daniil Medvedev and, of course, Ons Jabeur. With Carlos Alcaraz, Jessica Pegula, and Venus Williams, among those also playing today. Later on today will be Jack Draper, Dan Evans, and of course, Jody Borage playing in their own game. Andy Murray looking to get himself into the next round of the competition of the US Open at Flushing Meadows. Breakpoint it was for Moutet. Murray leads 6-2, and they are currently deadlocked at 2-2 in the second set at the moment. So, yes, hoping, sir. Gets through for all you Andy Murray lovers out there. Flushing Meadows Day 2 ongoing. Not so many shocks happening at this particular moment, but is this a tournament where Alcaraz gets to win his second consecutive Grand Slam tournament, or you think Andy Novak has a case, tumor to answer? Novak should be spoiled by the fact that he lost to Alcaraz in the previous Grand Slam and should do it. So if you were to stick out your neck, early days, I know, but do you think it's going to be Alcaraz or Novak?
I think there are several motivating factors for Djokovic. One is the fact that he's not been in Flushing Meadows for a while, cutting off his no vaccination against COVID-19, and the fact that he's been welcomed back to Flushing Meadows at this moment. So he'll love to give the guys in the USA a treat and let them know that they should have had him perform in last year's edition of the competition. And then there's this whole tussle for war number one too. Now, with his first round victory, he got back the number one spot from Alcaraz. And also there's the revenge of wanting to beat Alcaraz if they meet in the final again. He's had a bit of a taste of that after he lost to Alcaraz in the Wimbledon final. He's beaten him in one of the ATP events after that. And it was one of the best and longest ATP finals
away from the Grand Slams, really.
So it's a huge battle, what we're going to see. And then the final motivating factor is he won't go on 24 like Rafael Nadal. He's still on 23 Grand Slam titles compared to Nadal's 24. So there's too much motivation and push for Djokovic will warrant him wanting to let it slip. I think that he's motivated, he's inspired, he's one who should push to get this. And just finally, you mentioned things about upset. I think that certainly the biggest upset would have been Roan being knocked out.
Yeah.
The fourth seed in the competition, and then in the ladies' draw, Sakari evicted the eighth seed. Like Zachariah. But I have my money on Djokovic to win this.
Novak Djokovic. Female category, Ons Jabeur. Finally, she should get her hands on a Grand Slam title and spare.
Overdoses, babe. Swiatek. She needs to go back to winning Grand Slam. Yeah, she has to.
And who would you stick out your neck for in the female category?
Well, honestly, that female category, it'd be like a lottery.
It'd be like one play.
Just throw the dice. It could be that's how Maya, a lady that won the Wimbledon. As of last year, she was in the stands as a spectator. Maya Hadid came to the Grand Wimbledon this year and went all the way to the final, beating everybody on the way and winning the Wimbledon. Swiatek could not win it.
Just like that.
Ons Jabeur was clearly beaten, as in already established names. And this year, who could he be? I'm rooting for Coco Gauff. I feel like she's 19. I feel like she's gotten a lot of games under her belt that her quality just starting to show. She just won the Cincinnati Open. She's gone in with that fine form. She played at 35 years old today. She even had to embrace the dark arts, you know. Rallying, she's at home, playing at home, you know, as a US person. I feel like she has come off age a bit. She may not be the Serena Williams in terms of power and those very hard serves, but I think that she's got something, that ability to never say never. And she's gradually grown through the ranks. She's not won a Grand Slam. She's not a one-season wonder like Raducanu, but she's just gradually going through, you know, learning her curves, learning from her mistakes. And again, there's somebody I'm so disappointed with. She just keeps coming every year. Sloane Stephens. She just keeps coming every year. She doesn't really get to the quarter. She doesn't get to the semi-final, but she's always there. Near success syndrome.
Competition money.
But I'm looking
she's
forward
satisfied
to,
with that.
Oh, well. I'm looking forward to Iga Swiatek, Ons Jabeur, Hadid Maia, the shocker of Wimbledon. These are names I think that, you know, could pose a very... And again, I saw Victoria Azarenka. She was as sharp as yesterday. Mm-hmm. I saw that her first game. Very sharp. Clinical, those drop shots. I think that, anybody can win in the women's category, but look at the way we've just been able to narrow it down to the men. Alcaraz, Djokovic, Danny is also looking very sharp. Anybody can win the women's category, but Swiatek is a huge, huge favorite. There's still Aryna Sabalenka, there's still Muchova, all of them, all of these Eastern Europeans can also have a stay, but I'm rooting for Coco Gauff. I don't know, I think it's high time she at least won something. She started at 15 when she took the world by storm by beating the Williams sister. So I think it's high time she added something to her hard work already.
All right, live football currently ongoing. Champions League qualifiers for this particular season. 44 minutes on the clock. Galatasaray 1 and Molde 0. Panathinaikos are taking on SC Braga. It's 0-0 at the moment. Young boys are not so young because they are leading Maccabi Haifa by 2-0 at the moment. EFL Cup action round 2 currently ongoing. Remember, Chelsea will be in action by dint of finishing 12th last season. They play round 2. Fulham lead Spurs by 0-0 after half time. Luton Town 2, Gillingham 0. Newport County 0, Brentford 0. Some of the standard fixtures for you. Palace losing at Plymouth. Algar by 0-0 at half time. Portsmouth lead Peterborough by a goal. Peterborough actually lead at Portsmouth by 0-0. Sheffield Wednesday 1. Mansfield Town 0. Stoke are thumping Rotherham by 4-0. Wolverhampton Wanderers lead Blackpool by 2-0. Wrexham 0. Bradford 1. Where else to go? Reading 1. Ipswich Town 0. All halftime results. Swansea 1. AFC Bournemouth 1 at halftime. Birmingham City 0. Cardiff City 1. Bolton Wanderers 1. Middlesbrough 1 as well. So those are some of the standard results for you. Or fixtures, score lines, more like.
I mean, Wilfred, you know, also started, but in the game against Tranmere.
Yeah.
0-0 at the moment away from home, Leicester.
Yeah. Okay.
He was taking off at half time for Dewsbury Hall.
Mm. Never believe 90 minutes. See me go play Nottingham Forest.
They hardly play 90 minutes these days.
Anyway, also in the news currently happening,
now. You guys started the show throwing shade at me, but I'll pepper you.
The PFA Awards for last season, Lauren James has been named the PFA's Young Player of the Year in the WSL.
No one's dragging with her.
She won that one.
By the way, Davido is performing tonight.
What?
Yep, at the event.
This particular PFA Awards?
Yeah, the PFA. Right. Davido is performing.
They ain't got Coldplay.
I ain't got money for Coldplay, bro.
All right, Bukayo Saka, meanwhile, has won the PFA Young Player of the Year award for last season. So, Arsenal fans,
congratulations.
You get your hands on something. And
that's their title, is that what you mean?
Don't let us in off contract.
Is that title for the season?
Chelsea's Ian Matson has been named in the PFA's Championship Team of the Year for the 2022-2023 season. For his loan spell with Burnley last season. And that team
The reason why they're letting Cucurella go?
Yeah, he is.
The reason why, because Pochettino is a big fan.
Yeah, big. And he impressed in preseason.
Oh, preseason. Are you still judging people by preseason after West Ham and Liverpool dealt with them?
Muric, just to run you, if you watched the championship last season, Muric is the goalkeeper for Burnley. Matson, Ahmed Dodgett is also there. Roberts for Burnley and Lockyer. You see him in the Luton Town side of the Premier League
captain.
At the midfield as he has the captain. And Ndiaye for Sheffield United. Teller and Brownhill, a lot of Burnley players. Four Burnley players in this team of the EFL. In midfield, Morris for Luton Town, their striker, Gyökeres, and of course, Akpom. That's Chuba. The front three in the championship awards for 20. 50 years, it seems, for the PFA.
Yeah, 50.
They're
50,
celebrating 50.
Yeah. So it's big.
So
it's big.
big one for them. All right, guys, let's talk football and tactics.
By the way, Sam, big announcement. The NPFL draws have been made going into the 2023-2024 season, and we already have mouth-watering clash. People, the NPFL is back, and we are very excited. Just as we're talking about other people's league, we've got to talk about our own. Match day one, very ready from the Nigeria Premier Football Club. That is what it is called, not Nigeria Professional. It's now Nigeria Premier Football Club. Match day one, I would see Heartland Football Club take on Lobi Stars. Sunshine Stars will welcome Kano Pillars, newly promoted. And Kwara United travel to Katsina United. Abia Warriors would host Niger Tornadoes. Rivers United, former champions, will take on Remo Stars in Port Harcourt. And Rangers International, new coach, new CEO, new GM. Everything in Rangers is brand new. Brand new stadium will welcome Doma United right there in Enugu. And Bayelsa United take on Akwa United in that Niger Delta Derby. Sporting Lagos here in Lagos. Mobolaji Johnson Arena will take on Gombe United Football Club, and Enyimba Football Club in Aba will host Bendel Insurance. Upshooting in Ibadan will take on Plateau United. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. All of the games 9th of September. Roll the drums. The NPFL is back and we're excited for it.
All right, thank you so much for that one. A Daisy News you can use on the Nigerian football scene. Let's talk football and tactics, like I mentioned. And I want to read you a piece that I found particularly interesting to stimulate your thoughts on the subject. I hope I can do that before we go on another break. So we know football has undergone a significant transformation over the years, both on and off the pitch. Now, with tactics used by teams evolving and adapting to new challenges, from the innovative total football of the Dutch side in the 1970s to the possession-based style of tiki-taka that was popularized by Barcelona in the 2000s, the tactics of football have changed dramatically. Now, we know total football is widely regarded as one of the most influential tactical innovations in football history, and it was developed by Dutch coach Rinus Michels in the 1970s. It was a radical departure from the traditional positional play of the time. Now, total football was characterized by fluid attacking style in which players were expected to be comfortable in multiple positions and able to quickly transition from defense to attack. It's highly relied on a high degree of technical skill and tactical awareness, and was famously used by the Netherlands national team to reach the World Cup in 1974. Now, In the 1990s and early 2000s, a new style of play emerged that built on the principles of total football. This style, known as possession-based football, placed an even greater emphasis on ball retention and control. And you pretty much know where I'm going with that, right? It's tiki-taka, as made famous by Barcelona under the then manager Pep Guardiola, who now is in Manchester City. Now, I can read you a lot more of that piece, but I'll let you find it. Follow me on social media and I'll direct you to getting more on that particular piece. I don't want to give away free publicity. At Samuel Samwine on X and Instagram. The wine is spelled with a Y.
Company, right? You should have a wine manufacturing company where, because this name sounds like Samuel Wine and Sons and Co. Limited.
That's so cheap.
Why would you take some wine, Ambrose Company Limited? Sounds like something that
do me better. Do me better.
No P-Wick, no issue.
Do me better than that. I'm more better than that. But anyway, guys, so that's just a preview into that. Let's go on a break. When we come back, I want to know if you think the evolution or advancement of tactics in football, this 4-2-3, 4-3-2-1, inverted forwards, outside wingers, and upside-down goalkeepers that you're seeing in football these days, if it has really changed football for the better or worse. Let's go on a break. When we come back, we'll be talking about that on the broadcast. Game on 99.3 Nigeria Info.